From Pacifica National Boards. We'll be talking about the concerns of the varied listening areas, the new Pacifica bylaws, elections to the local board, and we'll be taking your phone calls. That's Friday, April 12th from 10 p.m. to midnight, the first of our community listener forums, only on WBAI 99.5 FM, whose station, your station.
That's just coming up in a few minutes on listener-sponsored WBAI New York, where I sound off mic. Stick around, won't you? Stick around. It's 10 o'clock. You're tuned to listener-sponsored WBAI New York. Coming up in just a minute or two, a two-hour discussion with members of our local advisory board on the situation that we're trying to get out of financially and a little history of how BAI became this way, the storm that it weathered and that it's come out stronger than ever. Support BAI. Check out www.wbai.org. I said your old name. You remember your old name? I knew you when you went. You had a different name. Stick around. You know. That's it. Just stick around. I'll see you next week on Home Fries.
Friday, April 12th from 10 p.m. to midnight, tune into the first of a continuing series of community and listener forums. There'll be listener representatives from Rockland, Westchester, Long Island, New Jersey, New York City, and members of the local advisory and interim Pacifica National Boards. We'll be talking about the concerns of the varied listening areas, the new Pacifica bylaws, elections to the local board, and we'll be taking your phone calls. That's Friday, April 12th from 10 p.m. to midnight, the first of our community listener forums, only on WBAI 99.5 FM, whose station, your station. In 2001, 92 massacres were carried out in collaboration with U.S.-trained and funded Colombian armed forces and paramilitary. Over 100 trade unionists were assassinated and many more threatened. This year, the U.S. gave Colombia 16 state-of-the-art helicopters designed to launch rockets, to fire mortar, and to be mounted with machine guns. Meanwhile, Bush's foreign operations budget for 2003 includes $538 million for Colombia, of which $374 million is allotted for the military and police. The Colombia mobilization is a four-day series of events from April 19th through the 22nd. These 4 days are part of a national mobilization to build a resistance against the war on terrorism, against IMF and WTO economic globalization efforts, and to close the School of the Americas. Join us in Washington, D.C. on April 21st to protest and build a resistance to the military and economic intervention in Colombia. For more information, call 718-803-0823. That's 718-803-0823.
This is Lucius Walker, and I'm inviting you to get on one of the many buses which on Saturday, April 20th, will be going to the White House, where tens of thousands of people will demonstrate to demand an end to Israeli aggression against the Palestinian people. This demonstration will also call for an immediate end to U.S. aid to Israel and will highlight the just cause and heroic resistance of the Palestinian people. The demonstration will also demand money for jobs, not war. Stop attacks on civil liberties. Stop the racist profiling of Arab and Muslim people. And no new wars in Iraq, Colombia, Somalia, or North Korea. To find out about buses leaving from your area, call 212-633-6646. That is 212-633-6646.
You're tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. I'm Judge Scott Keys in the studio with a lot of folks. And I'm glad to, be co-host of this first of a series of community listener forums. That's what I like to call them. We do have some obligations to the bylaws committee, which are formulating new bylaws for the Pacifica board, national board. We want this to become more of a listener forum, and my co-host is Janice K. Bryan, who is a national board member and also a member of the Bylaws Committee.
Well, I'm co-chair of the Bylaws Committee with Ray LaFore, who's also in the studio with us tonight. We've sort of come together, like a lot of things have happened with this movement, and we've become a collective. Ray LaFore, me, Janice K. Bryan, Andrea Scott Keys, and we just asked some of the people we know who have very strong feelings about what's been going on to come and express themselves, as they say.
And we wanted to be a representative, and of course, this is the first of a series of community listener forums. So,
which will be around the clock, incidentally,
yeah.
Not just at night. There'll be other hours.
Right.
So when folks start saying, "Oh, we want everybody to hear," everybody will hear,
yeah.
And we'll have different, different. Probably next time it'll be more focused on certain subjects. People need to know that one thing we've been talking about that I found particularly interesting was last night. I don't know if you all agree with me or not, but the discussion about who can be a member and who's going to be eligible to vote. I found it pretty fascinating myself, some of the ideas people have.
Well, that's one of the things I think we want to do. But, first, I think I think we should start letting folks introduce themselves.
Yep.
Beginning from the left, Miguel Maldonado.
Yes, that's me, Miguel Maldonado. I'm the chairperson of the local advisory board for WBAI.
Mm-hmm. Sitting next to him is Sheila Hamanaka from Rockland.
Rockland County. Okay. That's right. I live in Tappan. Mm-hmm. I'm here to hopefully represent the voices of a few listeners in Rockland.
Okay, and we'll have other representatives from or other folks from Rockland later on to talk about their points of view about Rockland. Michelle is representing Westchester.
Yes, I am. And
get a little closer to the mic, Michelle.
Yeah, I'm here from Westchester representing a lot of the Westchester listeners, and I just want to say a quick hi to my son, Sean and Cody.
Okay. Fred?
Fred from New Jersey, you know.
Fred New Year.
Right.
Okay, he's a concerned friend from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And last but not least.
I'm Lorraine Logan.
Oh, not last but not least. I'm sorry.
I'm Jim Crevo. I'm from Long Island. Long Island friends at WBAI and WBIX.
All right. And now last but not least.
I'm Lorraine Logan, and I'm from CPR. CPR is an African-American listeners group.
Okay.
And also, New York-based. CPR stands for Community for Progressive Radio.
Okay. Ray LaForest is still in the house. Say hey, Ray.
Hi.
So my question or my first thing is, what are some of the, what are the concerns of the listener groups or your own concerns? And speak at will. We can start with. We can start from Jim, who's from our Long Island friends of WBAI and BIA.
I think one of our concerns is that whatever decisions be done, that people all over the listening area get to hear it, that there be transparency. When the decisions are made, that they should be made in such a way as people can hear what's going on in the decision process on WBAI, and if not on WBAI, on WBIX or both.
Well, have you had a problem? Has the process been transparent to you so far?
Well, like for people who live out in the suburbs, it can be difficult to get into meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of meetings are held, and there's no way, you know, you can hear about it a little bit on internet and stuff like that, but the actual meetings, only the people that are able to get in, people who work at night, people who have a long distance to go, people have a little children. You know, there's a whole group of people that can't get into the city. And it would be nice if the whole decision process would be opened up so that people could hear it. And, you know, for us that we have a radio, we have a computer way of communicating, if we could have that be part of this process, that everybody can be involved. And everybody being involved will, I think, make it more exciting and more fun and make it better for everybody.
Yeah.
If we can, we have the capability to be able to do that. I think that's one of the major concerns we have.
Mm-hmm. Fred?
Mm-hmm. Well, I could give my own opinion, but I've received a few comments yesterday when, 2 days ago, when I found out I was coming on the air. I sent out questions and to the people who usually correspond in New Jersey, and basically I think the listeners, or you know, the people who participate in this movement were listeners who had a very precise idea of the type of programs that they want, and I think there should be a forum for them to express themselves and to make suggestions, because some of these suggestions are very good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. As far as the bylaws, we've been trying to get people more involved, and I agree with Jim that we need to get more involvement, maybe with the help of WBIX, you know, to put these things on the web and advertise these meetings. Because if we're going to go into an election mode, we need to make it a success. We need to have literally thousands of people participating. As Janice was mentioning, there are you know, a lot of issues about this, and maybe we can talk a little bit more about that.
Surely, later. Surely. Mm-hmm. These are just introductory remarks, Michelle.
Mm-hmm. I would definitely ditto what Fred and Jim had to say, that there is a great need to make sure that these meetings that are being held, a lot of us really can't come, but we're really very involved. And now that this whole listener movement, you know, it gained a lot of momentum, and just to like kind of like drop the ball and like leave us out of the loop, sometimes that's how we feel, because it is hard to get down here to all the meetings, and sometimes a lot of us are very involved in our community, so to juggle, you know, whether I'm going to go to a meeting in Westchester versus coming down to a meeting down here, and they're both important, it's hard. And if things are either archived or broadcast on BIX or on BAI, or there's summary reports given, it's really, really helpful. That keeps us in the loop, and then we always know what's going on. So if we do miss something, we still can keep, you know, follow the whole pattern. One of the other things that we were asking ourselves is, you know, why do we think listeners should be involved in all of these processes? And, you know, some of the things that we came up with is that in order to keep Pacifica strong and not to let things happen like what happened with the coup, and keeping things transparency is a reason for listeners to be involved and be on top of what's happening, you know, whether it's the bylaws or searching. That's why I'm making that kind of a comment. I should have prefaced that. But we want to be, you know, have some participation. And this is, you know, to keep Pacifica strong, we have to, you know, be in the loop.
Sheila?
I think the issue of bylaws, elections, and programming are really intertwined. I've heard people comment that they had elections in Berkeley, but not everybody voted, maybe 20% of the people. And let's say there are people in the suburbs who we found were very concerned about Pacifica when it was taken over, when there was kind of an uproar, but now that things have quieted down, we're not getting quite the same response. So Gail, our illustrious local advisory board representative, Gail Golden, I hope you're listening, Gail, and I have been kicking around the idea of a kind of a listener's manifesto, because we feel that radio needs to be an organizing tool, that if the people in the suburbs feel that WBAI is responsive to them and they haven't, you know, can get their issues on the air, then they will be involved. It will become their baby, and they will be, you know, letting get involved in its upbringing. In the past, and this is not a criticism of Bernard White or anybody in programming, we've historically had great difficulty in getting our issues on the air. And I recall hearing a woman in California when they had the national board meeting out there complaining about the same thing. She said, over and over again, I tried to get, you know, get a word in edgewise down at the station, and then, you know, couldn't get anything on the air. So I really think there needs to be some kind of mechanism so that poor Bernard isn't just sitting there being like the point person for like thousands of emails and hordes of listeners beating on him to get airtime or whatever. But there needs to be a mechanism for listeners to get their stories on the air.
Miguel.
Well, I just would like to thank Dreska Kid and for being here and other people who helped organizing and organizing
not
this.
Not just me.
Kind of forum in WBAI, and that we have an opportunity to address some of the issues that are concerned, especially coming from the listeners. But I should explain, take this opportunity to explain to people that because of the situation that WBAI been through for now for the last 30 months, which was, well, pure hell, but before that, and how an entity, which is the local advisory board, who in quote supposed to represent all the listeners concerning everything, and at some point or another we were not doing the job that was supposed to be done. And I think that right now, after those 30 months struggling getting WBAI back, that we have a chance for the first time to sit down and look what is wrong and what could be improved and how that could be done. And the fact that we
to elect the local advisory board. And I hope through that bylaw that we will come out with really soon, it will be some kind of rights of the local advisory board that we can use that to make WBAI a stronger organization. And what I said stronger means that have the members of WBAI, and I should say listeners, as an input from the listener, but basically for the members, that so far that's the term that I would like to use, WBAI, to improve the radio station. And I think that is unique, and I have to say that, to have the kind of base that WBAI have at this point. And we need to keep that base, because I think that is the foundation and the strength, and what makes WBAI different is that foundation of listeners and members that we have, that we have. Somebody make a little signal here.
I'm sorry.
So, but what I'm trying to, just to finish and to let the sister say a few words, is that this is some of the issues that I really
Have some concern, and I'd like to work it out and that. But since tonight, I think we're going to also go in the second round with the bylaws and the voting rights and who will vote and why it's important to have an election and why it's more important the
participation of the members and the listeners of WBAI and those changes that are going to be made, but I think will be definitely the foundation of the future for WBAI.
Lorraine?
I think I have some of the same concerns. We in CPR are very concerned
about the inclusiveness of people of power in the entire process. We're also wanting to know and wanting to be involved in the selection process as to how the elections,
who gets to vote. That's a very much concern because that is key to, again, what the process is going to be in determining how the station is going to run. And I'd like to say, again, I think it can't be repeated enough, that everybody can't come to meetings all the time. I think people have other responsibilities, and I think that the meetings concerning the changes at BAI are almost daily, sometimes more than that. And people can't come, but I don't think that that means that people aren't interested. And I think it's demonstrated by, I know when we at CPR have had events, especially we had an event at the beginning of the coup, and we filled a huge, huge auditorium with people from the African-American and Latino community who were interested in coming out because they were listeners. And I think that sometimes it isn't clear that we're listeners. And also, one of the other things I'd like to say is that I hear words like transparency and democracy, and I'm not always sure what
I agree with Lorraine, and we even had a little discussion about that word transparency because it has been bandied about quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what we were thinking, it's a question of just better communication, just knowing what's going on. Like you said, if you can't come to a meeting, it doesn't mean that you don't care and you're not concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And just any way that you can let people know what's going on, because then automatically you're in the loop. So that's just good communication. I don't know, that was the word we were trying to use instead of that word transparency.
Yeah,
that's probably a better word. Joining us also is Fatima Alba, fresh from the Forum of Vieques and stuff at Hospice Community College. I think that's what it was. Was that right, Fatima?
Well, I gather, grab the mic. Yeah, no, I come from, from Brooklyn 1199, where we're having where there was a reception earlier this afternoon, and right now there's a cultural event going on, a fundraiser, for the Vieques Solidarity Network. Mm-hmm. We have Widows in Puerto Rico, Amazon Serrano, and Brother Che, who came to participate in a summit that will take place tomorrow
Idaho Community College
to further ignite the campaign for peace and justice in Vieques here in the United States. So my apologies for coming a little late. And I'm rushing because I'll have to be back at also at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Right.
But I'm very glad and very thankful for the opportunity, and I'd like to say hello to everybody.
Right. Panama, we were talking about different communities were talking about the different issues. How would you, what would you say at this point?
Well, I unfortunately, I was unable to listen to the show because I was in transit. But let me say that we Latinos, okay, have been very concerned about the future, what happens from here on with WBAI. I think that when you talk about listener-sponsored free speech radio, that there's certain implications to that. And when we talk about the election of a new local advisory board, when we talk about the a new national board for Pacifica, our concern is not so much in the color of people, but in the political content, the character of people, that they embrace the mission that this national network, that this radio station in particular was created to fulfill. Understanding that we live in a listening area that is the demographics of which are rapidly changing here. And that if you talk about, I'm not sure what all the answers are.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that democracy, the term gets used around very loosely. And if you, you know, this country has been a democratic country since birth, yet we haven't been a part of the democratic process, continue to not be. And I think that if this station is going to fulfill its mission, it needs to get very creative about how it shapes a new local advisory board, the composition of it. I think, for example, I'm extremely concerned, and we are extremely concerned about the age of our listeners. Okay, we need to make this station a station to services the new generation of urban, black, Latino, Asian, activist, progressive youth. We need to create programming that attracts them to the station, because this is part of the legacy of a movement of civil and human rights that we will leave for that generation to continue to utilize to further the cause. This has the potential of becoming the voice that is missing. Okay, it hasn't fulfilled that mission in many of our views, but it has the potential, particularly at this time when we are reshaping a local advisory board that is going to be charged with developing, with taking WBAI to the 21st century. And I'll give you an example. Latinos in this listening area are about 33% of the population. By and large, that term Latino encompasses people from Latin American origin, but within that, we're very diverse.
True.
Within that, we form part of the immigrant, the newly arrived immigrant community, as well as part of the colonial subjects of the United States, if you will, who happen to be U.S. citizens. We are economically, by and large, poor folk. We are, by and large, a community that has not been necessarily served by WBAI. Okay, but if BAI is going to fulfill its mission, we need to figure out how Latinos are an integral part of the life of the station. And I'm not suggesting, nor do I want to be interpreted as saying that we want 33% of the programming. But I am saying, for example, if there's one place in this listening area where the news broadcast should reflect the fact that we exist in the city, it should be in WBAI. No, and it's still not the case.
No doubt.
Can I would like to say something.
Go ahead, Fred. Okay. Fred Nguyen from the Concerned Friends of New Jersey.
I think the perspective that Panama gives is very good. It shows that, you know, that Pacifica, that the radio station WBAI has to be mission driven. As a matter of fact, I brought a copy of the mission here, and I think that perhaps everybody should come in the morning and read it one time,
mm-hmm.
so that, you know, when they're doing what they do every day, that they try to fit and they understand that what they're doing has to conform to this. But there are also other things that are important, is that we're living through changes in society. We're living in changes in this world that we have now, a situation of war. We have war in South America. We have war in Asia. We have a country that's sleeping, that doesn't really care. You know, I live in the suburbs, and people out there, I wouldn't say that they don't care, but they just, it's very uneasy. There's no real forum for people to discuss these things. So we have to change the way media happens. We can't wait for WBAI to come and tell us, these things happen, please move, go to a demonstration. I think that there's a new paradigm out there, and that something that you have heard on, you know, Amy Goodman mentioned, something that she calls grassroots community radio.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this means that the listener is not just a passive listener anymore. He and she is somebody very active, you know, somebody who decides to go and get the information, mm-hmm. to share and to communicate. Mm-hmm. The main problem that we have right now in this country is isolation, insularity. People do not communicate. They go and then they basically receive something from some corporate media, something from that has been canned, that has been a product.
Mm.
And the tendency was, even at WBI, even at Pacifica, to deliver this product. I think the one of the reasons why the listener revolted is that they realized that somebody was basically feeding them some stuff that they didn't want to hear. While there was towers that were being hit by planes, you know, people were playing music in this station.
Right.
That was much later, but, you know, the tendency was there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my new view is we're in a new era. We have the internet. We have electronic communication. And like Panama said, we have to bring the young people in. We're constantly developing new ways. We can keep the AI at the center as being the focus of, you know, the flagship of the communication, because it does reach out to a lot of people. You can always walk around with a radio and go shopping and still listen to the radio. But at the same time, people have to start communicating in this society, otherwise nothing will ever change.
Well, one of the things that I'm concerned about, and I think this ties in with what a lot of folks are saying, is that we have to train. Those areas have to be like bureaus of information where we have to train. And Michelle, I know you noticed we talked about learning digital editing and actually having people out there with microphones and stuff so that we can deliver the information to the people through WBAI. But at the same time, it's the folks at the grassroots level who is getting the information there. And so we have to have training courses at the station for listeners who want to do that, you know. So I think that's one of the aspects that we're really going to have to really look at after a while. But I want to start talking a little bit about the bylaws and whether the ideas of the bylaws, and I'm going to ask each one of you this, whether the idea of the bylaws have been translated to many of the listeners. Do you think it's being translated to the listeners? What problems do you see in getting the word out about the importance of bylaws, of the new proposed bylaws, or the new bylaws that will be proposed? Mm-hmm. Hold on, bring your mic.
Yeah, I think that from my perspective, I think that
that's Lorraine Logan, by the way.
Lorraine Logan, and I think that it hasn't been translated. It has not been. You know, it becomes so many words, so gobbled up, so often, and we hear people talking about it on the radio. And even occasionally at meetings. And my sense is that they may know what they're talking about, but they're not very good at translating it to others who don't know what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So it becomes a lot of words, and, you know, and you sometimes wonder whether the words aren't so many words that it almost gets purposely confusing. mm-hmm. that you've got all of these words, and who is going to absorb that on a regular basis?
Well, I would ask this. Well, Janice is going to respond, but I would also ask Ray to step up to the mic to talk about how the committee, both of you are on the committee, how are you, what are you doing to make this, aside from calling meetings, but also to try to organize this so that people who are just plain old folk can understand it and see the importance of it.
Well, I know I shouldn't say it, but I've said to most people, I think it's as boring work, but it's the hardest work we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of thing that I don't like to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason why I really like the fact that what we dealt with yesterday was something you could really get your arms around. It was
mm-hmm.
something concrete that we all know about. Who's going to be a member?
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the person to vote?
Mm-hmm.
And we started kicking that around, and I don't know about anybody else here, but I thought that was a good discussion last night, and I was surprised. I was dreading going to that meeting. And I thought that I got to see a lot of the way people were thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once we decide who's going to be able to vote, I think that's going to answer a lot of questions, because when we decide who's going to vote, we're going to decide how it happens. Once you get that, I think that's going to make just a lot of things become easier and clearer to target. As far as the complexity of it, I agree with you, Lorraine. It's a lot
yeah.
of words.
And can I say something? I mean, the entire bylaws aren't being changed, I would assume. I think there are key parts of the bylaws that are being changed that relate to specific issues, and that those need to be isolated. So, to me, it becomes clearer to the listener who is not able to make all of the meetings, who is not able to be on every committee, what the actual issues are. Okay, are there issues of in the bylaws that will be put forth to perhaps try to prevent a station takeover? And then, you know, like zero in on those particular issues that are being discussed. And then, you know, just present them to people, because I think, again, no one has time to go to all of the meetings.
I just want to briefly comment, and I think talking about the bylaw, and I think we should describe, there's so many people involved in different, or even working in non-profit organizations, and so people got so deep involved in different assignments they have from the organization, and sometimes they don't even know what the bylaw is.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the bylaw mm-hmm. is a legal document that mm-hmm. Gives like a guide to run an organization.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been involved in other non-profit organizations, and sometimes people forget really what it is. But I just want to describe, I describe that because sometimes people forget what it is. And since we are just starting a new century, and Pacifica was founded last century,
mm-hmm.
Not 100 years ago, but at least more than 50 years ago, and when it comes to, for instance, to the whole United States, and basically if you see the city that the Pacifica has different radio stations, Houston, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Berkeley, California, and New York City. So it's basically, if you check demographically, those cities have been changing a lot. So to me, it would be really important that those changes in the bylaw that we're going to make will be a reflection of those changes in the different city. At the same time that we guarantee that the fact that those radio stations was found with the intention which was to promote peace around not only the United States but around the planet, that we make sure that what just happened to Pacifica as the network
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen again.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some problem with so much power was concentrating in the Pacifica board, which is still the case.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea will be how we change that. So this is something that we should concentrate a little bit, power. Where the bylaw will concentrate that power in the board? Mm-hmm. Could there be power chair with the people who are under the board, which is the lab, the members of the Pacifica. And I think that, to me, that is the question right here, how that power will be distributed,
mm-hmm.
that we will stop some people for do what some people did when that happened with the coup and WBAI, but that could happen on other radio stations that belong to the Pacifica Foundation 5 years ago. So I think that to me this is what is important. Power, distribution of power, and the guarantee that the fact that we're talking about progressive radio station, if I may use that word, that we keep it that way, and how we're going to make sure that that's the way we're going to keep it. So to me, this is the argument that we should address.
Okay, Jim, did you want to say anything? You've been very quiet over there. We want to hear from Long Island.
One thing is, this country really isn't a democracy. It's really a republic. Mm-hmm. And I think we listeners and we people that have not been involved with the station, one of the questions is how much power should stay with the people who've had it, you know, the programmers and the staff and that, and how much power should be in us listeners. And
so basically what we're really talking about is whether we should be decentralized in a way, you know, where should the central power lie? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, that's to me,
go ahead,
that's
Jim,
one
I'm
of
sorry,
my
Andrew.
I mean,
how do you simplify the process, and how do you make sure that you have included those people who are the listeners of WBAI, keeping in mind the whole concept of voice of the voiceless.
Mm.
Okay,
but not taking away the power of the people that, like the staff, who knows how to do, you know, giving us a certain amount, but not too much. Exactly how to balance that?
Well,
I'm sorry. I'm just asking. What is it that people want to do? What would the
power? When we're not talking about specific things of power. We're talking about whether the local board will have the majority to affect changes in the local listening areas rather than the national board having that power.
I don't think that's what they meant.
No. Well, we're talking about that.
If I may for a second.
Go ahead.
I think that what's in front of us is major challenges. I think that we have just lived through a few years of a very trying experience. In terms of what I'm trying to get to is this, and we should look at the future and kind of be able to predict that the attack on WBAI and the attack on Pacifica is going to continue. It's going to continue on two fronts. Okay? This continues to be arguably the most desirable place in the FM dial, in the most congested airwaves in the world,
smack dab in the middle,
right smack in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
While we look at this as a vehicle, to communicate to certain communities, there are folks, I guarantee you, at this moment, thinking about how we're going to make our next move and try to make that into a profit-making venture. I think that the desire to achieve that goal hasn't gone away because we won this particular confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the other aspect of this, and I think we need to be very conscious of it, is that America and the world have changed, perhaps forever, after September 11th. And if this station posed a challenge, given its shortcomings before, the potential that we have to make this station a truly representative of the voiceless type of a station that can continue to promote and expand the messages, the information that needs to be gotten out, that the commercial ventures will not put out, makes this a tremendous challenge. Part of what happened with WBAI, part of what happened with Pacifica, was an attack by the Democratic Party people. Let's be real clear here, okay? Because the voices that were coming out of these airwaves are things that they did not want to be heard.
And in fact, they blame their own shortcomings on the fact that there was people on these airwaves like Ralph Nader who of course, quote, took away votes from the Democrats.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
The fact that
President Clinton goes around calling on the eve of the elections, okay, and happens to call here Democracy Now and get Amy Goodman and get put against the wall around issues like Vieques, Puerto Rico. You know, that's a major embarrassment to the most powerful political figure in the universe. Okay? We should not think that the challenge to shut down this voice has been met. I mean, they will not stop just because they failed in this particular venture, particularly after September 11th. I think particularly where we're now faced with a political machine who is committed to shutting down human and civil rights in this country, never mind Afghanistan. Okay? I'm talking about in the U.S. of A.
Of course, we saw what happened in Lynn Stewart
yesterday. Exactly. Where the question of, there are laws that we don't even know exist. I mean, you know, you put people in jail, and then you put people in jail within a jail, where even your families and friends are no longer something that you could, you know. So basically you are burying somebody alive. And there are laws that talk to that I didn't even know existed, okay, that the general public. And this is what we are facing. We're facing a country that is rapidly moving to the right, okay, a country not unlike, you know, who aims to get in the direction not unlike what fascist Italy or Germany was at one point, okay? And this is in total opposition. The potential of WBAI is in total opposition to that mission that they have set for themselves. So,
I got you.
So, okay, given that, and that is very clear, going back to the bylaws, and operating that we are stronger together than we are apart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How do we make sure that there is input from all constituencies, all of VAI's listenership in the rewriting of the bylaws, including those people who cannot attend the meetings? On a regular basis.
You're tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM when you're down. This is the first of listener community forums on the air here at WBAI. And you just heard Lorraine Logan from the Community for Progressive Radio. And before that, we heard Panama Alba. And we can reintroduce folks. And Miguel Maldonado's here. Sheila Hamanaka from Rockland. Michelle Mazzagi. Oh, I'm going to mess your name up, Michelle.
Masurgeon.
Who's from Westchester, of course, Fred Nugent from the Conservative Friends of New Jersey, Jim Creevel from Long Island Friends of WBAX, and I'm Dred Scott Keys along with Janice K. Bryan, and we've been talking about issues important to the WBAI community and, in fact, to everyone when it comes down to it because of what WBAI is, and it is a conduit for information. Sheila, did you, I'm sorry, Fred. Fred, you wanted to say something concerning bylaws, and Sheila, then okay.
I just want to respond to a couple of the concerns that was raised by Miguel and also Panama about the takeover of the station, maybe just a couple of things about the causes. I think, to me, it seems, from having been involved in this and looking at various sides of it, that one of the main reasons why they tried to take over Pacifica is for political reasons, because it's an alternative voice, it's a political voice, there's no doubt about it. Also, with the changes in the Communication Act, that the network became all of a sudden very, you know, the concentration of the media, it became very valuable. This station is worth literally hundreds of millions of dollars, even though it's not, you know, the operation is shoestring, it's still worth a lot of money because it's got that band. So how do we prevent a takeover? How do we keep this for the people? We keep this by offering check and balances.
because we have to work together, and you know, it's necessary that people watch what the other people are doing. Mm-hmm. We have common interests. We are a community. We want to keep this thing going. How do we have check and balances? We check and balances because there have been abuses of power. There have been divisions within the station, within the network. These things will always happen, nonetheless. And basically, that's what's weakening us. Because if we are strong, if we're united, it's very difficult. We're very difficult to beat. When we took over the station, there was hundreds of us, thousands of us. And the things that we were able to do, you know, we're fighting very powerful people, you know, the NAHB, major law firms, and we were able to beat these people.
Mm-hmm.
Just with the same shoestring operation, but because we were relentless, we didn't want to give up.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a buy-in by listeners to protect Pacifica. And, you know, the meeting that we had yesterday about membership was very important. Because, first of all, I changed my opinion on my position. You know, until now, I was sort of sold to the idea that the people who basically participate, the people who give money to the station should be the one who have a voice. And, you know, through the conversation, people going back and forth and you know, the voiceless and the people in prison and the homeless and all these things, I came to the conclusion that the listeners have to be members. You know, all the listeners. Everybody who listens to WBAI should be a member, because, you know, this is public airwaves. This belongs to the people. And when we start saying that somebody who pays $25 or $10 or $100 has more rights than everybody else, mm-hmm. what we are doing really is we're weakening our ability to defend ourselves. We should make everybody a member of Pacifica.
Well, then that means that, using that line of reasoning, meaning that everybody becomes a listener.
Every listener is a member. Mm-hmm.
Every listener, one who listens. But how do you, as far as checks and balances are concerned, then how does one check? Well, let me ask the question yesterday, Brian. how does one institute?
Janet is.
She's ready. She's jumping out of shoes. How does one deal with checks and balances as far as defining a listener? You know, because one could say, well, I listen, or maybe a group of right-wingers get together and say, we listen, mm-hmm. and therefore they become a bloc, mm-hmm. voting bloc.
True.
So how do you deal with that?
Yeah.
One of the things we've been, Gail and I, again, have been bandying about is the concept of local elections that... We think elections should be based on small geographic areas as opposed to just putting names up on a slate and then you get something in the mail and you get like a paragraph and says, this is my background, I'm an attorney, I'm a this, I'm a that. You don't really know who these people are. But if this is like Mary, your next door neighbor, and you know that she's been working her tail off on Indian Point, you know that she's what she's doing. You know that she's not a sellout, blah, blah, blah. So we feel that that's how elections should be cast, that people should put up candidates from their areas. Your area, maybe it's your union or something, or maybe it's your, Rockland County or something, but we know the local people. And those people who are on the lab that are local are going to be accountable because they have to live with us. We can talk to them every day.
So you're saying like every suburb would have a rep on the board?
Well, however, you know, people can talk about it. I mean, people know their areas better.
But it would be better. I know that happens about judges all the time. You're voting.
Prisoners could have a...
But also, people should have... what you just mentioned is something that we have in mind. For instance, the search committee for the general manager. When we met for the first time in the local advisory board, the first thing we thought was to have a representation from every area.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that we are aware of. And we are clear about that. So I don't think that will be that difficult in the sense that we should have representation for every area that are involved in WBAI. And that was something that we proved during the whole struggle. I mean, we were all over the place, New Jersey, Long Island, Rockland County, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So we are clear on that. And we are practicing that somehow, even without having that written in any paper so far. So there's at least anywhere that, and I would like to practice that. And that's the kind of thinking that we have, that the only thing we need to do now is to put that in writing as something that should be guiding us in the future. Because sometimes, you know, if I had to leave and do something else, somebody was coming and they don't remember what happened. That's one thing. But I would like to refer briefly internal the membership. Two things that I would like to refer that was through by Fred. The first one is united. I am a person who believe really in, you know, that you don't have to be agreed with the other person, but it still doesn't mean that we are not united. I think that contradiction is the mother of development. And the fact that if we can manage those contradictions, we go without going to a point when we're going to do or make a deal with the enemy of WBAI, I think that we are in good hand. The thing is, when those contradictions get out of hand, like, and that's what happened when with the Pacifica board that hijacked the Pacifica Foundation. That's one thing. The second thing, in terms of the membership and the people who vote, I think that we need to make sure that since WBAI and WBAI as a radio station should serve the different communities and needs. Doesn't mean that we're not going to have international news and bring intellectuals and so on and so on. But somehow you need to serve, if we are a choice, the only way we're going to be a choice is by serving a group of people that you don't hear on the corporate radios and the corporate TV and the corporate newspapers. Mm-hmm. This is the choice for them. So somehow we need to address issues that you don't have. Police brutality, for instance, in New York City, which is with at one point by Panama, Vicente Panama Alba, and other people were the head to start addressing the issue of police brutality before so many people there. And I mentioned that because Panama is here, so I need to give that a credit. But the fact is that
he's trying to get me to agree with him at some point. I can see that now.
No, the issue that what I'm trying to make here,
and they're both Latinos.
The point that I'm trying to make is that issues like that, you don't hear those issues in all the radio stations. You don't hear those issues in on the corporate media. But there's something that really I worry, which is when it comes to the membership. I think that I describe that in two ways. The active members, the people who saved WBAI, those active members who went out to fight for WBAI, and all the members who are very passive members. They don't do anything. They just listen.
They help their money.
Uh-huh. Okay. And they send money, which is a way of participation. The thing is that we need to push a little bit for the people, for those listeners to become active. It's not only the same way that they listen some news and WBAI without responding, just sitting down, drinking a coffee. And I don't know how many Palestinians got killed in Palestine, but they keep drinking the coffee without any reaction. Any. So for us, member listener like me, I'm thinking, my God, we should see if somebody announced a demonstration and I'd be there supporting that demonstration or any other kind of thing that we need to get involved. I mean, not only demonstrations, but at the same time, event that need to put together by listeners, member, for WBAI, because we had so many things to do and work. So this is the kind of thing that I would like to push the people, the members, to work, to improve and to make WBI not only stronger but much better. We need better equipment, by the way.
If I may,
for 1 second, I view it, there's a third component to the potential voters of this democratic process. I mean, yes, we have some very, very active listeners. Mm-hmm. We have some very passive listeners, mm-hmm. and we have an extremely larger sector, which is the potential listener, mm-hmm. okay? And that's the sector that we need to figure out how we incorporate, mm-hmm. okay? Those people who are not yet listeners of BAI, mm-hmm. but who are part of the mission, okay, that BAI has before it. And, it's like, well, if they don't contribute, they shouldn't be able to vote. But it's like, you know, taxation without representation. We haven't been represented there. Mm-hmm. So, what, you know, but yet we need to be represented. You know, like in Houston, you had a radio station. They took it over, right? And so they developed a new listenership by playing a lot of country music. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then they generated a whole new listenership. I'm not proposing that we play country music, but what I am proposing is that the programming that we do develop.
So salsa?
Salsa and other, yes, jazz, you know, there's a lot. But the politics, the target that we give, the direction that we give to our programming is going to eventually bring about the complete family of the potential WBAI. Okay, that and because they're not here yet, okay, we need to take steps to make sure that we include them from the onset of this process, and that's one of the big concerns that we.
Well, one of the things, of course, is outreach. I mean, we have to outreach, and that use.